Okay. Hi, I'm Chantel. So this is my first time going to a conference, and it was like my first like legit time fellowshipping with like Christians, like hardcore Christians, genuine Christians. And it was amazing to like be around people who like share the same, have the same values, and like realize that, you know, we're not all together, but yet we're still like craving and desiring and falling in love with Christ. So it was awesome. I think I was in the workshop to share Christ with other people, and I think it was a great prerequisite to leaders and laborers. And one thing that stuck with me is to like be honest with people when you're sharing the gospel. Don't try to sell the gospel, you know, and to not treat other people who don't know Christ as like some type of project, but learn to value them for who they are and understand where they're coming from. I believe like we might not all go through the same situations, but we've all felt like betrayed and unloved, and we can show that through the way we talk to them and the way we talk to them. I'm getting nervous, so I'm gonna end it there. But I really love NAVS. I just want to say that I've been here for like 3 weeks, and I'm like madly in love with you all. Like, seriously. So that's it.
Sorry, I won't make a speech, but I don't know how I'm gonna keep this under 2 minutes because the relationship workshop changed my life. So I'll share with you some highlights, but please, please Facebook me, because I typed up these notes and added my own like spin on them, and hopefully it doesn't take away from like the meat of the talk, but I think I just added like my own experience. So I really liked what stood out to me in this talk was that we should be having deepening relationships with the same sex. So like guys, get vulnerable with your guy friends and like open up to them. Girls, do the same with your girlfriends. And a way that we can honor our brothers and sisters is to not act like we're dating when we, or don't act like you're dating when you're not. Okay, that was a good one. And not showing favoritism. So if you come to NAVS and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna wear this like super cute necklace because I know that so-and-so really likes it. And yeah, like that's just not the way to go about it. And so I was like, Lord, I don't wanna do that. I really just wanna be like, I want to be pursued, and I think that it's a great thing, and Melissa Teton talked on how it's a wonderful, beautiful thing, and so we should all be wanting that, ladies, and wanting the guys, encouraging the guys to treat us honorably and step up and initiate, like, let them do that. That was really great. I mean, I'd never really heard that. The world is like, put yourself out there, like, you know, it's just all wrong, you know, so. And another thing I really learned that touched my heart was praying specifics to the Lord, and he actually already has been doing that in my life. Today, I saw that it was a little bit rainy, and I ordered some rain boots last week, but they weren't supposed to come until next week, and I was with my roommate walking on campus, and I was like, oh, Sandra, I just pray that Jesus would bring my rain boots, that they would come on the early shipment, and I think I would pee my pants if you go home, and the box is there. And so later, she texted me and was like, don't pee your pants, but your box is here. And so I can't wait to go home and try on my rain boots. Go Jesus.
Hi, everyone. I'm Austin, if you don't know that already.
Hi,
Austin. Hi. Let's see. This weekend, just God really spoke to me about faith, you know, and when I had my quiet time, and it was just really encouraging just to see how God can work in one's heart over just a couple, like 2-3 days, you know. And it just really showed me that, you know, my faith was lying in the wrong areas in my life. And so he's like, you got to change that. So I think one of the greatest things that stuck out to me this weekend was when I did my quiet time Sunday morning. It was just, I read the book of Amos, I think. I can't remember. And just, it was, wow, I just went totally blank. Jonah, that's right. I read the book of Jonah. And it was just showing that, you know, how God brings us back. You know, he throws that line and reels us back in. But sometimes when he does that, we can act childish in our faith. And we can be putting more trust in our own faith, on ourselves, and what we think is right than what God thinks is right. So, you know, it just is one of the greatest things that he did for me this weekend, just really showed me what I needed to correct myself in. So,
I'm Kara, if y'all don't know. I actually, right before we went on spring conference, I like had a really bad day Wednesday, and I was just really upset. And I was kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to spring conference. And I was like, I'm not really looking forward to it, but I was looking forward to seeing my, like, family and, like, friends. I was like, that will be great. And I was like, I'll, I guess, learn some things. But when I got there, like, the first meeting, God just, like, was like, you need to hear this now. And every workshop and everything I did, God, like, really showed something that I needed to change in my life and in my walk with God. And it was just, like, really powerful and, like, really the faith kind of spoke to me, because I've been really, like, struggling with God needing to provide something for me, and he was everything the guy spoke about was God provided him every little thing specifically he asked for. So that was really awesome and encouraging to hear, and just really has changed me. So, yeah, the end.